Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
I can't remember when you were
through the years. What a great song. Man, that hit me.
It did?
Yeah.
Little Kenny Rogers?
Well, he's such a great singer. Kenny Rogers week on the show. Nobody's ever sounded like Kenny Rogers.
He's quite unique.
So, I mean, that song hit me. Weird.
I get it. Did you hear Vince Gill at the Grand Ole Opry last week?
We did watch that.
Supposed to be happening again this weekend. I hope it does.
Who's going to perform?
I think the same guys? Three guys.
Really?
I think.
Marty Stewart, Brad Paisley, Vince Gill.
That's a pretty solid lineup from
the
Opry.
Grand Ole Opry with no one in the building. Just the three of them seated far apart performing.
And Bobby Bones bringing us back from commercial.
Now we're awaiting Mark Mangino. Max, let me know when we've gotten him. You've been watching American Idol.
We got
the two Kansans who are in the top 40.
Pretty impressive. I didn't know the kid was from Wichita until last night.
Problem, they're not going to be able to do that.
I know.
Much longer.
If you hadn't told me that, I would be much more enthused.
Well, wouldn't you have figured that out?
I don't. I've never watched American Idol.
Well, they go to the live rounds.
That's not something I had in my brain. I know that, but
now,
it's not something.
Are they adjusting? Are they doing something different? I don't know that, but it's certainly not going to be in front of an audience.
No, not even the audience of fellow contestants.
Yeah,
like they have now.
All right, we do have Mark Mangino on the line. Mark, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing.
All right, we are unable to connect. I can't understand, Max, what Coach is saying. Mark, can you try again for us? All right, so
yeah, maybe.
We made an attempt.
We'll get him.
Coach Mangino, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Okay, we're having the same issue, Max, that we had the other day. So that's Coach Mangino's phone is apparently the issue. So, Mark, if you can get to a landline and call us back at 869-1240, area code 316, we'd love to have you and talk with you. We miss you, so do what you can to make that happen.
Yeah, we miss having Coach on the show.
Great. Got us through college football season. Not that we needed to be gotten through it, but enhanced it. Mark, are you there? All right, Max.
I think Max said he's trying him again. We'll get him.
All right. We'll continue to make that effort.
We'll effort, Mangino.
Hey.
As they say in the business.
This is part of the issue of doing a remote show. It doesn't always quite work the way you'd love it to.
Not always, but we'll.
And poor Max back there in the studio is working his magic. And sometimes just doesn't work.
No, it'll be okay. How'd Duda fare yesterday? And
what do you mean? I know it's going to be okay.
Right.
I'm trying to reassure our listeners.
No, they get it.
How'd Duda do?
Yeah, it sounded okay.
I took a picture with him and Misty.
I saw that.
And all people could talk about was in the corner of that picture, there was a glass of wine.
I know. What was up with that?
Duda brought a bottle of wine over.
He did?
Now, it's not like he chugged it, but he had a nice glass of wine.
Did you have any?
No, I didn't have any.
Okay.
Let's try Coach Mangino. Mark, are you there?
I'm here. I'm here. I'm sitting in my chair that I talk on every day, so hopefully this will go through.
Well, we can hear you now. Thank you, and we're sorry to trouble you with the technical part of this. How's it going down in Florida right now? It's such a strange time. We've both been around for a long time. Nobody's ever seen anything like this. How are you adapting?
Well, we're adapting okay. You know, we're trying to follow all the guidelines that the medical experts have been talking about in the media here for the last couple of weeks. And, you know, my wife and I, we don't leave the house very much. We go outside, maybe take a walk, but we don't go anywhere except maybe the pharmacy if we have to, or a grocery store. But we're doing good. My wife, because she's a cancer survivor, we got to worry about her a little bit, so I've been protecting her extra special.
Very good. Coach, I'm setting this one on a tee for you, so I hope you've seen the story. I'm sure you have. Trevor Lawrence and I believe his girlfriend set up a GoFundMe for those affected by COVID in the South Carolina area, and it was shut down by the NCAA. You have to have thoughts on that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the NCAA, I've said it before, it's a very, very difficult job that they have. And sometimes they just overreact because they're so worried about somebody getting a competitive edge. Now, I don't think Trevor really needs any money. He's doing it out of the goodness of his heart. He's going to make plenty of money pretty soon, so he doesn't need that. I'm glad that the NCAA corrected that. But, you know, the NCAA has a lot of things they're responsible for, and I'm not going to make excuses for them. But, you know, I think people that work within the organization sometimes just overreact.
NCAA did regroup and allow that to happen.
Okay,
so
I must have missed the update.
You did miss the update.
I was working hard today.
That's a good thing that they've allowed. That's humanity. And that's the kind of stuff that we depend on happening in situations like this. So I know you're a baseball guy. We both are. The baseball season was scheduled to begin tomorrow. I'm a huge St. Louis Cardinals fan. They were to open in
Cincinnati.
Coach
and I like the Indians.
Right. So
right.
We're such sports people. We're just used to having sports as our escape. Is that going to wear us down eventually, or are we going to be okay?
Well, I think if we just take care of one another and get through this, hopefully there'll be some baseball down the road here and we'll get our fix. But, you know, for guys like us that enjoy sports and worked around it all our lives, it leaves a little hole in you. But, you know, I'm really, you know, focusing on, you know, taking care of this virus. And, you know, people are really hurting right now all over the country and in bad shape, health-wise, economically. So for us to sacrifice sports for a while is not that big a deal, but hopefully we won't have to go for a real long time. I only got to see two spring training games down here, and then they folded up the tents and went north. So I miss spring training. You know, last couple of weeks of spring training is kind of fun because they start to use their starting pitchers more and they start using, you know, their everyday guys a little more. So I got to see a lot of prospects the two games I went to, and it was fun.
If you look at the bright side, though, Coach, if there are no games and no season, no service time is accrued by Francisco Lindor, and he may remain a Cleveland Indian forever.
I don't think Mark's quite the Indians fan you
are.
But
he's pretty close.
Yeah, that would be nice. I mean, come on, us Cleveland Indian fans, I mean, we've been suffering since, you know, 1949. The last time the Indians won the World Series was in 48. In 54, Willie Mays makes his great catch at the Polo Grounds and breaks Cleveland's back. So any little edge we can get within the rules, we'll take it. We'll take exactly. Francisco.
There you go. One of the things I've been doing is I work at home quite a bit anyway, but I'm certainly here more than I've ever been. But I have this device called Alexa, and it plays music. It's from Amazon Prime, and I just come down and request music from maybe an artist that I hadn't listened to in a long time, or maybe somebody new that's been recommended. So I do that for an hour and a half a day, and I'm really enjoying getting some new music into my ears. What are you doing to maybe something similar?
You know, I'll be honest with you. I read a lot. I keep an eye on all the local and national news and just to see what's going on. I'm not parked in front of the TV, but, you know, just keep in tune. And then I've been getting on YouTube and watching some of the bands that I liked when I was younger and stuff. You know, I'm back into Guns N' Roses, you know, Metallica, even though I didn't listen to them a lot when I was a kid. I understand they're really making music now. I couldn't figure it out before. And I've been doing things like that. My wife and I, we've been laughing and joking. A lot of FaceTime with the grandkids, a lot of FaceTime. And they're in homeschooling, and that's a new thing for my son and daughter and my daughter-in-law and son-in-law. They're kind of starting to find out what it's like to be in a classroom every day. And but they're making the best of it. Most people, you know, people that really, really care about this country and care about people, I think they're confident. You got to believe in our leadership. You got to hope that people in charge are doing the right things and that people are listening to what the health experts are saying. But, you know, we're kind of doing, you know, we're doing good. We're making the best of a bad situation, but we're thankful because we know there's people a lot worse off than us.
Well, we appreciate you coming on. I know a lot of our listeners really enjoyed your weekly college football segment. They like hearing from you. So it's good to hear your voice, Mark. Thanks for coming on. And hopefully we'll get back to you in college football season.
Well, good. I enjoy it, too. You guys take care and be safe.
All right. There's Thanks. Mark Mangino coming on our show. Max, good job working out those technical difficulties.
Yeah, we got
them. When we return, we'll talk with Movie Mike. Mike Furches will join the show. We'll go into a little more detail about what we're doing. Mike's doing some Facebook Live things right now that I enjoy. I just like listening to him talk. We'll get Mike Furches next, The Drive on KFA.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.